ABC Radio Australia.
Australian lawyers are joining a growing chorus of legal experts to become the latest to voice their concern about the ongoing political crisis in Samoa. The country's two political leaders, longtime Prime Minister Tuilepa Salele Maliʻilengaoi and his former deputy now rival Fiame Naomi Mataafa, both still maintain they should be Prime Minister and their respective governments should be in power. It's now 9 weeks since voters went to the polls and three since the FAST party swore in its MPs in a marquee outside of Parliament because the building was locked, even though the Supreme Court had ordered Parliament to convene. Since then, there have been even more Supreme Court hearings and appeals, which have generally gone in the favour of FAST party, which then saw Tuilepa accuse the judges of conspiring. Now, the Law Council of Australia says it has full confidence in Samoa's judiciary, and its president, Dr. Jacoba Brash QC, joins me now. Good morning, and thank you for joining Pacific Beat.
Good morning.
Now, this political deadlock has been going on for some weeks now. Why is the Australian legal profession speaking out now?
Because the rule of law matters. The rule of law is what makes a democracy a democracy. So we join with a range of other legal communities in expressing our support for the legal profession in Samoa and the judiciary.
What is most concerning, though, in your eyes about the importance of upholding the rule of law?
That's what makes a democracy a democracy. You know, fair elections, independent elections, outcomes that are respected. If you have a difficulty with the outcome, the proper place to go to is the court. And critically here, court outcomes, including appeal outcomes, must be respected.
Now, if there are attempts to interfere or question the independence of the courts, what should happen if that's the case?
Well, judges everywhere, absolutely everywhere, undertake a vital role. They uphold the rule of law. They're the custodians, as are the lawyers that come before them. And they must be able to do their job without pressure, without interference and personal attack.
Now, Samoa is an independent sovereign nation. Should Australia and other countries in the region weigh in on what's going on in their political situation?
Well, of course, Samoa is an independent country with its own legal system and customs. But in any democracy, the avenue for challenging and testing decisions by the courts and the appeals process is the courts and the appeal process, and that should be respected.
You're listening to Law Council of Australia's President, Dr. Jacoba Brash QC, and we're talking about the Australian Law Council statement on the situation in Samoa. Your language is quite careful. The Law Council calls on all parties to respect the rule of law and democratic processes aimed at the resolution of these issues. But, you know, this deadlock is now heading into its third month and there is no end in sight as of yet. What if it can't be resolved by these legal means?
Well, as a lawyer, all I can urge all communities to do is respect legal outcomes. So following the recent Court of Appeal decision, we should all be reflecting on the importance of the rule of law, the independence of the judiciary, and to remind and remember that all parties should abide decisions of the court. That's how democracies work.
If the rule of law is not upheld, though, for whatever reason, do you think it might set a precedent for other countries in the region?
Well, we stand with the judiciary, I should say, and the legal profession, and their respect for the rule of law, because that's what's critical to a democratic government. So all parties should be accountable to the law and subject to the decisions of the court. And we simply remind citizens everywhere, indeed, that that's what makes democracies democracies.
Does this show, though, how fragile democracy is and can be if parties are not willing to accept judgments, if they criticise judges as being, you know, impartial? Where to from there? How do you recover from that?
Well, it's probably timely. It has been some time, as you said, both since the election and some of the decisions that have flowed. So it's useful. I think it's important to remember at this time that lawyers are bound by, you know, the oath we swear and admission to the profession to uphold the rule of law, to facilitate the administration of justice. So those fundamental obligations are imposed upon all of us as lawyers, and it's useful to recall and remember that right now.
Should the court be holding parties in contempt for criticising and not adhering to, you know, the court's decisions?
Well, the specifics I'm not going to get involved in, other than to say judges everywhere should be allowed to undertake their vital role without pressure, interference or attack.
Dr. Jacoba Brash QC, thank you so much for joining me this morning and chatting about the statement that was released by the Law Council of Australia.
My pleasure. Thank you.
That was Law Council of Australia's President, Dr. Jacoba Brash QC, speaking to me there.